Yesterday we discussed at length the limud of Kinyan Kasef, and I know that the fact that it's a bit of a complicated issue made it difficult for many of you. I'd like to explain a little further the two ways of learning Kinyan Kasef, and maybe hopefully clarify things rather than confuse you more. Clarify things. Beginning not from our sugya, beginning from halacha. Then we'll work our way back. Kinyan Kasef by Anisha, Kasef Kiddushin by Anisha, can be understood two ways. Two mahalchim in what Kinyan Kasef Anisha constitutes. One way is to understand that Kinyan Kesef of Isha is exactly the same Kinyan as Kinyan Kesef by Karka, identical. And whatever the limud is, it teaches us that that Din Kesef, which everybody knows works when you buy Karka, it also works by a woman. And according to this Mahalach, which is Shitas Taisvis and the Rush, any shayla we're going to have, if something is considered kesef in kiddushin, the way to find out is you take out a chashim mish, but you look, if it's considered kesef by karka, then it's considered kesef by anisha. It's exactly the same. This is the easier shita. It's easy shita. He's a mahalach. Same kesef. Whatever's kesef there is kesef here. And there it's a pruta. Here it's a pruta. And whatever works there works here. The second Mahalach, which is clearly Shitas HaRambam, and the way we learned yesterday is Shitas Rashi, the second Mahalach is that the Kinyan of Kesef of Anisha and the Kinyan of Kesef Kiddushin are not identical. That they're different, there's a difference between them. According to the Rambam Shita and Rashi Shita, Kinyan Kesef by Karka requires something that's technically Kesef, and that's it. It has to be Kesef. Whatever constitutes Kesef, that's good. By Kiddushin, Kinyan Kesef needs that it be a Hanoah, which is coming at the time of the Kiddushin. It has to be what we called yesterday a hanoah mizumenes, a ready hanoah, something that a benefit that the woman gets. That's a requirement in kesef kedushin, which is not a requirement in kesef karka. This is the second mahaloch to learn kinyan kesef, and there are many nafkaminas between them. I'm going to go through a list of nafkaminas, not just for the purpose of listing nafkaminas, but when you learn nafkaminas, you understand you appreciate the difference between the two mahalchim much better. The Rush says that if you mekadesh an isha with something that's osir b'hanoah midrabanan, it's a good kiddush min atayra. In other words, if you mekadesh a woman, you give her what's an example of an isa hanoah midrabanan? I guess if you cook chicken in milk, see abasa b'chalo by chicken, that's a drabanan. So if you have something that's osir b'hanoah midrabanan, is that correct? The Drabanasabano? Something else. Chametz Drabanan, Chametz Nukshin. Right, let's say Chametz Drabanan, for sure, right. The Chubichite Kordanaisa. And someone's a Kaddish with Isuria no Drabanan. Somebody takes Surya Anoy is Makadish Anisha with it. So, The Rosh says that it's a Mekudeshes Min HaTorah, it's a good Kiddush. Davnei Miluim and Simin Chav Ches of Katan Nun Dalet says that the Rosh is L'shitasai, that if it's Kesef, it's Kesef. All you need is you have a Shen Kesef. So here Min HaTorah has a Shen Kesef. So it could be, so it's a good Kiddush Min HaTorah. Even though the Rabbanan asked it, but Min HaTorah, it's still a Kiddush, you need a get. However, l'shita saramban, l'rambam imrashi, that you need a hanah mizumenes, you need to be receiving a hanah. Since b'payil there is no hanah, l'maisa she's not getting any hanah because there's nothing she can have a benefit from. So, like the Rambam, it would not be a good kiddush, because according to shita saramban, you need a hanah, which is a good hanah, which is a hanah, a benefit that a person could have. A second nafkamina, very similar. And we're going to have later in the perek that if you mekadesh an isha with an object that's worth less than a pruta, so we chayshish bekedushin shema shava pruta b'mada. We chayshish that maybe it's worth a shava pruta in a different city, and memela you will chayshish the kiddushin, whatever the hezbeir we're going to have, why should be chayshish shemeshava pruta b'madai? But this, the Gemara says we chayshish shemeshava pruta b'madai, and mesafik you need a get. If you give kiddushin with something that's worth less than a pruta, the Rambam holds that that's only true if the thing could make it to madai, if it won't spoil by the time it gets there. It's a mekadesh an isha with a flower. The flower in this country is not worth a pruta. But if you travel to a different country, it'll be worth a pruta. Now, if it takes a week to travel there, and the flower will wilt before it gets there, the Rambam Shita is that it's vadei not a kedusha. We don't say shema shava pruta b'madai unless the thing could make it to madai.
Does that mean you have to know that madai is worth that?
You have to, there has to be a possibility. What it means is, if I know this can only last for a day, so all I have to do is make sure within a day's radius around where I am, then it's not worth a pruta. Well, generally you can't check it out because you can't check the whole world. The Rambam Chiddush is that something which doesn't have a shelf life, which won't last long, if you're sure that within the distance that it could go, it's not worth a pruta, there's no kiddush. Why does the Rambam hold it has to be able to get there? The Shitasei, the Rambam holds that you can only be Mekadosh and Isha if you give her a Hanos Pruta. A Hanos Pruta. So if it's possible for her to bring it to Madai and sell it for a Pruta, so then that's a Hanos Pruta. It's a Suffolk Hanos Pruta. But if it's Vadai that it can't get there, so the Rambam holds that we don't say Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. Third example, these examples are all either in the Avnei Miluim or the Arsameach. They both, we'll see, as I said, this will come up later in the parak. They both build Shita Sarambam this way. If you're Mekadesh and Isha with Karka on Yaival, Yaival, if you sell someone Karka on Yaival, what happens? The Mechirachal? If I sell you my land in Yaival, in Eretz Yisrael, so the halacha is the mechira is chal, and as soon as we finish the mechira, the karka will go back to me with Yaival, or whatever point Yaival goes back, or during Yaival. But the mechira is chal, even if it goes back to me a second later, it's still the mechira is a mechira. Just as a halacha, that once the mechira is finished, it goes back. So, by mecher, it's possible to sell karka in Yaival. If you mekadesh an isha with karka and yaival, would that work?
Right now.
Not mekadesh with the hanah of having it for a short period of time. Mekadesh with the guf hakark. So again, this would be telling this machlokes. It's according to the Rosh, it's chal. Because just like you could sell karka, you could do a kinyan with karka on Yaivel. So you can be Mekayish Yishu with Karka on Yaivel. According to the Rambam, not Kha. Because according to the Rambam, you need the Hanoah of owning the Karka. There's no Hanoah, and only Karka if it automatically reverts back after the Mechira. And the Meila, it's not a Mechira. So these are three nafkaminis, the Surah Anah, Dinner B'madai, Shavafuta B'madai, and Karka B'yayvel. Then we had two nafkaminis yesterday. Matan Amanos Lahasim, the Mekadosh Anisha, it's almost the same as Karka B'yayvel. The Mekadosh Anisha with the Matan Amanos Lahasim. You give us something that she has to give back right afterwards. So again, by Karka itself. If I want to make a Kinya Karka, by giving you something that you have to return to me, it's chal. Give me the kesef. If you hold kedushin like kesef, like Tesis in the Rush, then matana amanas lahasa is a good kedushin. And the temis is that that's the sheet of Tesis in the Rush. That if you mekadish with a matana amanas lahasa, it's good. Just the rabbanu will guide it. The Rambam sheet is no matana amanas lahasa. Minat Torah is not a good kedushin because. That's not a normal hanoah. That's not a normal hanoah of a piece of whatever is he giving, of a piece of karaka or a piece of shavakas or whatever you gave. That's not the normal hanoah. So again, the Rambam holds it's no good. So these are four clear nafkaminis between the two mahalach. Now, in all four, who's the bigger machnia? It depends if you hold a chumah to get married or kula to get married. Right? But who's the one that makes it easier to make a kedushin? Easier to make a kedushin is the Rush, right? He says all four cases. He'll hold that it's a good kedushin. Where the Rambam Tain is, but it's not a hanah. It's not a regular hanah. In all four cases, the Rush says if it works by karka, it works here. And the Rambam says no. Here you need something more. Rav Nimloum has a case where it would be a chumrah the other way. The Gemara says that if a woman tells a man, "Tain dinar leploini, ve'kadish ani loch." In other words, instead of the woman getting the kedusha, the woman says, "Tain dinar leploini, ve'kadish ani loch." I want you should give my friend a dollar. If you give my friend a dollar, I'll be married to you. Amen. So the Gemara says it's a good kedusha. The Shtetan Gemara that it's a good kedushin. Gemara says Medin Ariv, the lumdis will see on Lozen of Zion. We'll see the lumdis of how it works. So that's as if I got it. If I say you give it to Pliny, you're giving it on my instruction to Pliny, it's as if I got it, and it's a good kedushin. What would be the din by Karka Kai Gazi? If I say 10 dinar to Pliny and I want to buy Karka from you, and I'll sell you Karka with that kinyan. You give someone else the kesef, and with that, I'll sell you the karka. So the Rush will hold. Rush holds. Which way? The way that Avni Malum explains, the Rush holds that whatever is good by kesef is good by kedushin. And the Neila, if it works by kedushin, it's going to work by Kesef also. So places in the Rush say Kesef Karka and Kesef Kedushin are identical. So if there's a Gemara by Kedushin that says 10 dinar leplaini v'kadish ani loch works, so then by Necher it must work too. Again, the Rush l'shitasa, Tosis and the Rush l'shitasa, they hold that whatever works by one works by the other. The Rambam, what? It goes both ways. Whatever works by one works by the other, it goes both ways according to the Rush. Either karka to kedusha, kedusha to karka, since they're both totally zed to zed, the same kesef. However, the Rambam holds that it doesn't work by mecher. By mecher, it's kesef. You have to give me the kesef. If I say 10 kesef leploy me, it doesn't work. Why does it work by kedusha? Because by kedusha you need a hanoah of kesef. I have a hanoah of a dollar. If I could get the dollar, I say give it to Pliny. So I have the hanoah that you gave the gift to Pliny. It's a hanoah's kesef. So it works by kedushin. But by karka, it doesn't work, because by karka, you need the kesef itself. So this is the case where the reverse is true. The Rosh, again, holds that Kiddush and Kesef are the same, or it's both places. Here, the Rambam says, you have a case where by Kiddush it's good, and Kesef it's no good. Because here you have the Anor of Kesef, but you don't have the Guf HaKesef. So the Rambam holds that by Karka you need the Kesef itself. And then you need the Anor. So this is a Machloikis that goes through the sugya of Kesef Kedushin. The Rosh and Taisus hold that Kesef Kedushin and Kesef Karka are the same. And the Rambam holds, no, the Kesef Karka is one criteria for Kesef, Gufa Kesef, Shava Kesef. And by Kedushin, this is a different criteria. It's a Hanoah Kesef. The Hanoah that a person can have from Kesef, that's the criteria. And this is the Machlokes. This Machlokes itself, I don't think, is so complicated.
For
Karka, for Mecher, you did get the Karka. Lamaisi, you got the Karka.
Well,
you have to do it, you have to give it back. But Lamaisi. I think this Machlokes itself is not so complicated. Right? Mr. Malachim? A little bit? The two Malachim and Kesef. I think now what we were saying yesterday is that these two mahalchim depend on how you learn kicha kicha mistayef right. These two mahalchim, the definition of kesef, how do you define kesef by kedusha? Is it the same as mecher or not? It depends how you learn kicha kicha mistayef right. Which means if you learn kicha kicha, the way the Kuntra says shiurin explains Taisus Shita, then we just take the word kesef for mecher and we plug it into kedushin and we say just like this kesef there, this kesef here. If you go with this mahala, then that's the Shita of Taisus and the Rosh. It's the same kesef. It's the word kesef that says in the Torah here. It's the same word kesef that says there, and it's kesef hainu haf. It's all the same kesef. That's the Shita of Taisus and the Rosh. The Mechudish de Keshita, which is Rashi and the Rambam, they hold that when we learn Kicha Kicha, we're not just learning the word Kesef. That's not the limud. The limud is that you need something like what Avraham gave Ephraim. We're learning from the story of Kicha, of Ephraim. We're not learning the word Kesef. We're learning from the Maisa of Ephraim. The Maisa of Ephraim was a certain type of kesef. It was a kesef that was ready for benefit, for a full benefit. So therefore, by Kedushin, you need a kesef which, from which you can have a hanah immediately. A normal hanah right away. So that Rashi, and we assume that the Rambam Shita as well, is that kicha kicha limits the type of kesef. It changes the type. It has to be a kesef dumya to the story of Ephraim. Now, if you ask me, well, how do I know there's such a shita? That is Rashi on Vav Amid Beis, which in the case of a Kaddish B'Milva, which I'll get to in a minute, that's the Makar from Rashi on Vav Amid Beis, which is the Makar for this Rambam, and the Makar for the whole idea of a second shita. Okay, so we have basically two shitas in what Kesef is, based on the Rosh, the Rambam and Rashi. And now we enter a second step, that what is the Makar of the Machlokes? What the limud of Kicha Kicha is. Rashi holds the limud of Kicha Kicha is a limud davka from Ephraim. And Taisus holds that, no, it's just Kesef, the Shem Kesef. Now you have to know that when we have a limud, we don't require arba meir shekel kesef, because there was arba meir shekel kesef. From the limud, how we decide which pratim are important enough to extract and learn the kedushin and which ones not, I don't know how to learn that. But we see from Shitas HaRambam that that's the way he understood it from these cases. Now, you're arguing in the case of Dev Ten Din Lufleini, which okay. It has nothing to do with the whole binyan. It has to do with that case. We could argue about the case. What I wanted to, like today, is sort of to make this whole opinion that he, that's really the Avni Mabulin, understandable. He's gone through two steps not so hard. Okay, two types of kesef. Good. One shita, what's kesef? Another shita, what's kesef? Second step is they argue what taich kisa tisha. Okay, Rashi has one taich kisa tisha, and Tais the Rashi have a different taich kisa. Okay, third step. The third step is, does the limud of kicha kicha and the limud of ein kesef, are they arguing or are they not arguing? Our Gemara has a limud of v'yotzachinam ein kesef ladin zav, yesh kesef ladin acher. Is that the same as kicha kicha? It's just a different limud, but it's the same din? Or is it a totally different din? Is it a machlaikis? Is it a different limud? So what follows now? What follows? What follows? They argue, they don't argue. What would follow? Is there any hechruf to say they argue? Is there any hechruf to say that they argue? You should follow the next step. Le Rashi, they must argue. Why? Because Ein Kesef is not the Ephraim story. Ein Kesef is the Shem Kesef. If you learn from Ephraim, we have this rule that you have to learn a Dumya de Kesef Ephraim. So of course, according to Rashi, the two shitas argue. It's two different limudim. If you learn, like Rashi does, that the limud of Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim is a limud to a specific type of Kesef, then, if you're going to say Yotzachinam and Kesef, there, that's not Ephraim, that's just the word Kesef. We're not talking to one particular story, we're talking about Kenyan Kesef. So Rashi would say that if you learn from Ephraim, then all this whole Mushita is true, that it needs a Hanah. If you learn from Ein Kesef, then it's just that you need Kesef, you need a Karka. So Rashi, Lishitasai, has to hold that it's a Machlaikis, which Rashi does hold. Rashi holds that two limudim argue. Why? Because this Ein Kesef is a limud tool. That Kesef works. Which Kesef? Same Kesef as Karka. And Rashi holds that Kicha Kicha is not teaching us the same Kesef as Karka. It's teaching us a different Kesef. It's teaching the type of Kesef from which a person, where a person has Anah. So Rashi has to learn that they argue. Taisvis is not Mukhus to say they argue. Taisvis could say, well, this Kesef is Stam Kesef. F kicha kicha means stam kesef, and ein kesef lan zeh stam kesef is the same kesef. Ah, you can say, why do I need two limudim? You could ask, but you can't. There's no hechruf that it's two different shitas. Like Taisvis, it's not two different shitas. According to Rashi, it's two different shitas. Two limudim. This follows sort of as a third step in this machlokes the two shitas. So again, if you're starting, yesterday we started from the Gemara and worked our way towards the Halacha. It's more easier to understand if you start the other one. In Halacha, there are two shitas. We have the shita of Kesef of Taisis and the Rosh, that it's Mamish Kesef, and the shita of Rashi and the Rambam, that it's a Hanoah's Kesef. That we work our way backwards is because Rashi and Taisis argue in the limud of Kicha Kicha. Taisis told Kicha Kicha is just teaching us the Shein Kesef, and Rashi says it's teaching us Hanoah's Kesef. We go a step further into Pshat. Comes out, according to Rashi, we have to say there's a machlokes. Because Rashi of Kicha Kicha is teaching us not all Kesef, but only Hanoah's Kesef. So if you learn this limud of Ein Kesef, which is teaching us all Kesef, obviously it's arguing with Kicha. Mashen Ketes is Nirash, who holds that Kicha Kicha is also teaching us Stam Kesef. So it's the same thing as the Nirash. It's sort of the third step in working our way into understanding this Soshtikotera of the Avni Malur. The fourth step in this is the din of Mekadesh B'Milvah. Now you have to accept as a given that we paskin Mekadesh B'Milvah is Einu Mekudeshes. That's a given. That's a Stam Gemara of Vav Amidbeis, and it's Rav's Memra on Zayin Amid Aleph. We paskin Mekadesh B'Milvah Einu Mekudeshes. There's not going to be a machlokes about that. Everyone agrees. Could be more than one reason, but everyone agrees Mekadesh B'Milvah is Einu Mekudeshes. The only question is, what about Kesef Karka? To be kind of Karka. Could you be kind of karka with a milva? If I want to use a milva to buy karka from you, you owe me money, I want to do a kinyan with a milva, does that work? According to Taisus and the Rush, the Kedushin problem? According to Taisus and the Rush, that Kesef karka and Kesef Kedushin are identical. So I say, look, it's a Gemara. The Kedush milva ain't a Mekudesh. The milva doesn't work for Kesef Kedushin. If it doesn't work for Kesef Kedushin, places in the Rosh Hashanah, must be it doesn't work for Kesef of Kenyan Karka. Does they have the same exact thing? So according to Taisus in the Rosh, we're going to learn from Kedushin to Kesef that if it doesn't work by Kedushin, it has to not work by Kesef. This tests the whole sheet of Taisus in the Rosh that they're identical. Like Rashi and the Rambam, there's no such thing. According to Rashi and the Rambam, Hamakadish Mimilva Zainu Mekudesh. What about karka? Can't prove anything. It could be that the kaddish b'milva by kedushin it doesn't work. It's not kesef. That could be, and it could be that by karka it does work. Why? Because the kaddish b'milva is kesef kinyan, but it's not a hanah. It's not kesef that gives you a hanah. So memela, because the milva is a loitzan it. Now you don't have the cash. So memela, the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam against Taisus and the Rosh is, do we say that since Mekadesh B'Milvah Einu Mekudeshes must be that Kenyan Karka B'Milvah is also not a Kenyan, Taisus and the Rosh hold it must be. Rashi and the Rambam hold it doesn't have to be, it doesn't necessarily follow. It could be Mekadesh B'Milvah is Einu Mekudeshes because there's no Hanah to B'Shas Ma'aseh. And it could be, as the Rambam says, that by Kesef Kenyan it works. Milva works. So I tried to do this morning is to go through the same four steps pretty much in the reverse order of yesterday. Yesterday we started from the most complicated and worked our way towards the Pesach Halacha. Today, what I'm doing is, I think it'll be easier for those of you who had a hard time yesterday, begin with the Psak Halacha, with the Tumah Halachim, and you work your way backwards to Pshat. I think you'll appreciate the two sheets. They make it any easier? Maybe. Huh? I hope I made it easier. It's easier to give a shiur on two sheets la Halacha as opposed to Pshat. Pshat is always more difficult than fitting it in. You have to fit into something. It's always more difficult. I think if you work your way backwards, step by step, you'll see that. Let's do it. Okay. So, from where do we get that you need cash? By Kesef. Who says you need cash? Maybe. Kinyan Kesef is, after all, at least according to the Smad, the way that happened in the Loon Hole, Iker of Kesef is the Shavius of Kesef, the value. So the dollar bill just represents its value. So if I owe you $100, and you're mindful, you gave me that value. You gave me the $100 in value. So I received the value of $100. So what's the difference if I get a piece of paper that everyone agrees I can go to the bank, it's worth $100, and I don't get the piece of paper? Just the five which I owed you, now I don't owe you. But my side received the value of $100. So the reason it's not considered hanah is because of the fact that the money is spent already. If you're makadish somebody with the hanah of the fact that amaychal v'chayiv, it works. But if you're makadish with the chayiv, it doesn't work. Now, by mecher it works because I received $100 in value. By kedushim it doesn't work because I didn't receive hanah mizumenes of $100. It's true, we're going to see later, if you tell a woman, hariyah mekudeshes me with the hanah that I'm echel v'chayv, that that type of kedushim would work. Okay, that's the nekuda of kesef kedushim. Okay, there's one more nekuda, and that's shtar. Ha'av zakei b'pitay, b'tushel, b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'biyah. Kesef is easy. Father gets the money. Bia is not easy, but Tosfos says the teretz that you get skar l'kaddish b'biyah. What about shtar? What does it mean to av and zakei in the shtar? What does that mean? The zakai in the shtar means what? What money is he getting? What money is he getting? What's he getting by shtar? What does the father receive? Rishami doesn't say those words. That's the way to understand Rishami. Okay. The Tosfos HaRosh here actually is the kasha. What's pshat shtar? Now, Tosfos HaRosh says that the word zakai bebitai only makes sense by kesef and bia. Ishtar etaka doesn't make sense, but since it makes sense by two, it's chapted on already for all three. Ishtar. Speak up again. No, but it says Ha'av Zakai to beat a big to share her because
the Shabbat.
So, what does he get? What does he receive? What's Zakai? What does he get? Zakai means his foot. He gets him. He gets. Shtar is not a Shtar, it says Kesef. The Shtar says Hari Amo Kadesh to leave Shtarzu. No? Right, you make a with shtar, you take a paper, you have a kodesh to leave your shtar, so when you give it to her. Right? So, doesn't mean he's make a shishu with a shtar, it means kiddush shtar. The, yes, what?
When
he
receives the same
rent that he has when he gives her to the shtar. Good, good. Right, why don't we say that just like by Bia, what do we say by Bia? He could charge for Bia. So by Shtar, the Chayyim could say the same thing. He could charge for Shtar. So Mimela, he's Zakai in that. But you're not saying a second Chayyim, you're saying the same thing. Just like by Bia, he could charge to give away his daughter. By Shtar, he could also charge. It's not really two things, it really sounds like the same thing. So really you could learn like that, but the problem. The Gemara's Lashon in Yerushalmi is Tinach B'Kiddush B'Kesef U'B'Shtar B'Bia Ma'ikol HaMeimar. The Lashon of Yerushalmi is that if he's Mekadosh a woman with Kesef and Shtar, Zakai makes sense. It's a Schus for him. B'Bia Ma'ikol HaMeimar, what about B'Bia? And then the Gemara answers, oh, he could charge money for Bia. Feistaisen, the Hava Amina, Yerushalmi understood Zakai Bishtar even before it came up with this idea that he could charge. So Zakai Bishtar has to make sense without the idea of charging for it. So we need a pshat. What does it mean, Zakai Bishtar? And the text of Rosh doesn't fit into Yerushalmi either. Because Yerushalmi says, Tinach, the Kiddush, Bekesef, and Bishtar. The Gemara says, Shtar is good. Now I like the text of Rosh. Text of Rosh says, Shtar is, it doesn't fit, but it doesn't matter. It's two out of three. So what does it mean, Bishtar?
What does the woman get when she gets the Shtar?
Yeah, what does she get?
Shtar.
That's supposed to get it to get the shtar. Well, she's happy to be married. The father's not becoming married.
But the father is insurance for the daughter.
So what does he get? Zakai means he gets something. But it seems like by Mikadosh Bebiya we see Zakai means he gets some financial thing. His daughter's married.
She's married, but what did he get?
So Rabbi Chanan brings that by shtar, the liquid is the father gets the piece of paper. Lots are pieces of chisa. He gets the paper. He needs the paper to cover a bottle with. He gets the paper. He gets the paper of a shtar. Does the shtar have to be worth a shavu pruta? Doesn't have to be worth a shavu. So I guess if it's less than a shavu pruta, he's getting it. If it's more than a shavu, he's also getting it. If he wants, he could say, I'm only going to do it for a shtar of a shavu pruta. He's free to do whatever he wants. If the father... See, that's true. It's true that if he's marrying her off, I mean, it would only be a very cruel father that's going to marry off his daughter because he's getting, even if he's getting $100 kesef, or $1,000, certainly, to get the piece of paper, that's off for full side, it'd be very cool to say that's why he's marrying her off. You're right.
That's
the benefit of his daughter, but we see the Yerushalmi tied Zakai to be a Sfas Mama. Yerushalmi says, what shy if I be? He could charge. Yerushalmi didn't say what you're saying. That Zakai means he's happy. Vice says the tied of Zakai means that there's a Sfas Mama in it for him. Like Zachin. Zachin Ladim Shalai Bafan. There's some Sfas Mama. So our problem is not that the father could do it. You're right. The father could do it for 100 reasons. But how does the word Zakai fit into Shtar? So Rabbi Chanan brings, and I saw the Tadusha for some cipher here, that it means lots are off his lechisai, that the father gets to keep the paper, lots are off his lechisai, if he wants to use it for whatever he wants to use it for, wants to make a paper airplane out of it, it's his paper. The girl says she wants it, he says he wants it, Ha'av Zakeh, the father gets the paper. Yeah. Could you write a Shtar Kedushin Yisurei Anah? I'm not like it. I guess you can certainly write on Yisurei Anah. So if you write Kiddush on Yisurei Anah, then what's the problem? I'm not getting anything. Okay, this is why this is significant. Now this doesn't sound, until now, Yishtikal Taira, it's an easy one, you know. He gets the paper to put on top of his barrel, very good. Not a very complicated issue. Well, B'chana says that it is really a very big Kiddush here. And the chiddush has to do with the ketzais. The ketzais is in two places: the siman reish of katan hay, ketzais achayshin, and it's also in the avnei meluim in siman kuf lamid tes, sif katan yud gimel. And it's ketzais starts from a totally different inyan, and we'll work our way. Or let's go with the ketzais. Ketzais is clearing a shay. You all know that you could give a woman a get. And she's megureshes. How does she megureshes? By receiving the get. If you write a get and you don't give it to the woman, she's not megureshes. The same thing with a get shechver for an eved. The eved is your eved. If you write a get shechver, he's still your eved. When you give it to him and he's kind of the get, he becomes ois eved. So there's an inherent problem with this whole concept. When does the eved go free? When he gets the shtar. Then we have a rule: kol ma shekana eved is kana ha'adon. Whatever he gets, he doesn't own anything. The other owns it. Kol ma shekana yishekana ba'al. So how can you ever give a get to an eved? He doesn't go free until he gets the get. He gets shifur. Until he gets the shtar, he doesn't go free. How can he get the shtar? He can't get things. If you put it in his hand, it's not his. Whatever he's kind of belongs to the adai. So, how does it work? How can you give him a get shechur and he goes free with that? If as soon as he gets it, it belongs to the adai, so he never got it. What's the answer? So the answer is, there's a concept of gitay v'yadai ban kecha. Is that a svara or is that a Malka Rishon Sina? Gita v'yadei bankeh. The chayrit makes no sense technically. So Ketzayis could. You'll see the Ketzayis finds a Svara. One second. Pashtus, you're right. Pashtus, how does that work? It can't work, right? It's a stirah. Pashtus, it's a halacha b'shushin. The Torah said get works. It must be Gita v'yadav on kecha. Why does that mean Gita v'yadav on kecha? It means when you give the Eved the get, at the same time he gets the get, his hand becomes his. And immediately he's kainit, at the same moment, everything happens simultaneously. That is the concept, the Gemara's concept, of Gita v'yadav on kecha. Becomes simultaneous. What? The Ketzai starts with the following cloud. He says, if I want to sell you a field, and I want to do a kinyan. So I write a shtar. It can be kind of a field with shtar. What does the shtar say? The shtar says, Saja Plaini Machuralach Bishtarzu. Right? It says the name of the field. Saja Plaini. Now, I'm selling the field to you. When I write it, the field is still mine. By writing the shtar, then it's not a kinyan. When does it become yours? When I drop it into your hand. What happens if I don't want to drop it in your hand? You're far away, you call me on the phone, I want to do a kinyan. So I'm going to have to drop it into your hand. I can go to your house, I can put it in your hand, your karka, and as soon as I put it, karka shaladam is kaingalai, shaladam daita. So as soon as I put the shtar in your karka, you're kind of the shtar, and then when you're kind of the shtar, you're kind of the field. That certainly works. No shy. Shaila is, can I go over to that piece of karka which I am now selling you? Right now it's my karka. Now I want to sell it to you with this shtar. So I go to that karka, and I open the gate, I put the shtar down into the field, and I want that you should be kind of the karka by being kind of this shtar. So, I want to be machna the shtar, the karka to you. How? Well, it's going to become your karka. Since the shtar is in your karka, you're kind of the shtar, so maybe you're kind of the karka. Does that make sense? So the important thing you have to know, Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav does not work from the Nisin himself. If I own some, if I own this, and I want to be Zaycha for you, I say, okay, I'll pick it up. It's in my left hand, I'll pick it up my right hand and be Zaycha for you. It doesn't work. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. There's no Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav is only someone who doesn't own it could be Zaycha for someone else. If I want, I can be Makir it, and then I can pick it up and be Zaycha for you. That's not the question. If I'm after it, I'm taking a chance that in the 30 seconds after I'm after it, someone else is going to take it. The shaila is, I want to sell you a field. It's my field. I want to do kinyan shtar. You're not here for me to give it to you. So I put the shtar on the karka, and I say, by putting the shtar on the karka, I want that you should be kind of the karka and the shtar simultaneously. Does that work? No, it doesn't work? So logically, should it work? Logically, anybody have a logical reason why this should work? What? Why it should work? Right. So I says, what are you going to say? Shtarai v'chatzayrai boin ke'echad? He says, no, there's no logic to say that. No logical reason to say shtarai v'chatzayrai boin ke'echad. How the hell does it work? Just think about it. My field and my piece of paper. I put my piece of paper in my field and your kaina? Doesn't make any sense. Something has to start the ball rolling. You have to own something. If you own the karka, then you can be kind of the shtar. Because of that, it's my karka and my shtar, and I put my shtar in my karka, there's no logic to say, shtari v'chatzer v'an kecha. Doesn't make any sense. You're masking? That makes no sense. No masking. I can't be makna something to you by putting my shtar in my karka and saying, presto, I want it to both become yours. There's no kinyan there. If it's your chaser, then you can be kind of the shtar which I put. But if it's my chaser and I put my shtar there, it can't work. Such a tzitzit, tzitzit doesn't work. Boin kecha doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense. Something has to come first. There's no boin kecha. By guess it works. How does it work by guess? I go over to this Eved, at the Zisha, and I say, here's your shtar. He sticks out his hand. Now before I put the shtar in his hand, right before I put the shtar in his hand, something else falls in his hand, it's mine. The other. As soon as I put the shtar in his hand, what happens? What happens? Why isn't the shtar mine? Zaktik tzais. The answer is that get doesn't need kinyan. All get needs is v'nasan biyada. All it needs is a nesina. So what happens is I go over to the Eved, or the Isha, and I place the shtar in the Eved's hand. Is it his shtar right now? No. Is it in the Sina? It's not some other. It's in the Sina. Once I do in the Sina, what happens? Once I do in the Sina, it's Chal. He becomes a Ben Chayrin. Once he becomes a Ben Chayrin, is he kind of the shtar? Now he can be kind of the shtar already. It goes in sequence. He doesn't even have to be kind of the shtar. Except if I say, how is Akita Fanaya Shali, it wouldn't work. I have to be willing to give you the Naya. So it works that I do in the Sina. The instant I do in the Sina, you become a Bet Chayrin, or a woman becomes a Begureshes. The instant she becomes a Begureshes, now her hand becomes her, so to speak, again. And then she's even kind of the get, too. So there's a svar to get the other one careful. It works logically. It works because all you need is in the Sina. That's all you need. He says then that the Tzai Taka brings that as a raya. Because it works Balkarfa. Kinyan is not Balkarfa. The Sina could be Balkarfa.
Why do you need?
Well, because there's a technicality. Technicality is if I give a woman a get and I say Hanaya Shali, then it's not a get. So at the end of the day, the denier has to be hers. So, yeah, but there has to be a method by which it becomes hers. This is the method by which it becomes hers. But the etzem, the yada. What else could I do? The chatzera. The nesina is in yada. Well, the nesina has to be to her. Now, when I say it's not her hand, it's her hand, it's just whatever falls in becomes the husband. But it's still her hand. Why do I need the yada? That's the way get works. The get works in the nesina from man to woman. I mean, if you mean the yad specific, doesn't have to be yad specifically, chatzera also works. But the nasa biyada means you need a nesina. If you have a mice in the nesina, that's enough. And Taka the Ktzai says that's why. If you write a get on Isurei Hanoah, and you megarish an isha with a get written on Isurei Hanoah, you have a paper of from an avodah zarah. Someone writes a get on it and gives it to his wife. She's megureshes. You can't be kind to Isurei Hanoah. It's not shayach l'kinyan on Isurei Hanoah. All you need is v'nasan. All you need is v'nasan b'yada. You have a nesina. A nesina is good enough. That's all you need. Now this is the Ktzais, Rabbi Malum's explanation of Gita v'yada bon kecha. Until here, no shaykhus pasuk, this is a din hilchus git. You get shichra and you get isha. Zot the Ktzais, what about kedusha? What about shtar kedusha? Does shtar kedusha require nesina or kinyan? Should I say, what are the two tzadim? Should I say, Havaya Liyatsiya, where Makish gets to Kedushin? And just like a get only needs a Nesina, a shtar kedushin also only needs a nesina? Or should I say, iskeshavayis la'adadi, monakish kesef to shtar? And just like kesef needs kinyan, shtar needs kinyan. Well, Nakish, that's how we know Shtar works. They accomplish different things, but they work the same way. They both work by writing the similar Nusach, just one's a Nusach of Gerish and one's Kedushin, and giving it to the woman.
But you're giving it to the woman, you're not saying, by Gerish, you're giving her the Shtar. Give her a Yad, which makes it free. Here, right. You're giving the woman who already has the Yad, and you're taking it away. Totally
different. Okay, good. Why the question is, how does that work?
Why would you do that?
Why? Well, there's no question. The Gemara says this is Kishavaya
Lutia. But
I hear what you're saying. Good. First, let me tell you what the Ketzai says. The Ketzai says that Kiddushin should be the same. He says, Shtar Kiddushin be'ikka, we learn out of Shtar Gerishin. And all you need by Shtar Kiddushin is Nesina, you don't need a Zechiah. So all you need is a nesina, and the meila by shtar kedushin will be the same thing. All you need is a nesina, and a shtar kedushin that's written on Yisurei Ana will also be good. That's what he says in the Ketzai. Now what's interesting, Rav Elchanan only brings the Ketzai. What's interesting is in the Avnei Meluim, which was written later. Right, you know that Mimun Ketzais, the same person. And what else? Right, the Mimun Ketzais and Mishav Shmeitzer, right? All written by the same Rav Aryeh Leib. He wrote the Shav Shmeitzer, the Ketzais, and the Tzidus. The Ketzais and the Mimun all written by the same author. The Avnei Meluim, the Shav Shmeitzer, he wrote, according to legend, when he was 18 years old. And the Ketzais he wrote, he printed Ben Sakaya. The Avnei Meluim was printed by his son after his death. This is notes on Ebenezer. It's incomplete, doesn't have an every siman, but it's got plenty. That's the Avnei Meluim. In the Avnei Meluim, he seems, he changes. I mean, he just says the opposite. He says, Kedushin is, Shtar Kedushin is not like Shtar Git. Shtar Kedushin, Anisuri Ano, is no good. Shtar Kiddushin is, I guess, is the Shavayis. He seems to have changed his mind in this prat. If Shtar Kiddushin needs an Asina or a Kenyan, he seems to have changed his mind. Unless you look at it, you can reconcile the two. It seems to me that he had Tara. Rabbi Chanan, this whole Rabbi Chanan sounds like it must be many pages long. The whole Rabbi Chanan is 5 lines long. It's Simin Yud Gimel in the Kavichirin. Rav Chanan, by the way, assumes you know which Ketzais he's talking about. He just says, the Leikah Ketzais, he doesn't even say it's where it is. The Rav Chanan says that our Gemara, the way we just explained it, that Kiddush Shtar, Av Zakai B'Shtar, means the father gets ownership of the Shtar, Lotso Afitz Luchisai, which is the way we're teaching Yerushalmi. And touching this Mishnah, Av Zakei Bedita B'Tishev B'Kesed B'Shtar, what does it mean? Av Zakei B'Shtar? It means the father has the source of ownership in the Shtar, in his daughter's Kedushin. This is Mashma, that Kedushin needs ownership of the Shtar. Because we're talking here about a source and ownership in the Shtar. If it's enough Nesina alone, so then ownership is just an incidental thing, it's not the Maisa Kedushin. Vice versa from our sugya, that kedushin as opposed to gittin which is nesina, from our sugya vice versa that it's enough. That vice versa that you need tchia, that it works with tchia, because av zakai b'shtar, the father is a schus in the shtar, lotzo apitz luchisai. That means that the shtar is something in which he has ownership, in which he has a schus. And we could argue about this raya. You have to understand Rabbi Chanan's raya. I think if you, it's Hashem, you'll think about a second Seder, you'll see he's mocking the Falfel. But Rabbi Chanan sees in this Gemara not that it's enough in the Sina, the way we discussed once, but you need a Sfus Manish. If tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to cover ground down most of the way down the Yamid, so please be prepared.